Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Dawah Around the World. The best ummah.
Indonesia has dissolved the Islamic Hizbah ut-Tahrir group. Freddie Harris, an official with Indonesia's Ministry of Law and Human Rights, announced July 19th the group's legal status has been revoked. It comes just over a week after Indonesian President Joko Widodo issued a decree allowing the government to ban organizations that threaten national unity.
By banning Hizb ut-Tahrir in July this year, the government of Indonesia made clear its desire to suppress the growing call for the return of the Khilafah. Hizb ut-Tahrir Indonesia is currently challenging this ban in the constitutional courts. Meanwhile, the party continues its efforts and works in guiding the Ummah with Islamic political work. Despite the ban and threat of arrests, Hizb ut-Tahrir supporters and members led an anti-communist rally on the 29th of September in Jakarta. Images posted on the Hizb ut-Tahrir Australia Facebook page shows a huge sea of participants and the visibility of the Raya and Lewa flags. The rally was organized in response to the government's clear hypocrisy in limiting the call for Islam in a Muslim-majority country and allowing other ideologies to exert their influence, namely communism. Attendance was by different organizations and individuals who are suspicious of the government and its anti-Islamic sentiments. One protester, who had traveled from the country's second largest city, Surabaya, said, "The country is giving space to communists and their activities. Also, members of parliament have communist sympathies, and at the same time, they are limiting space for Islamic organizations and criminalizing the ulama, scholars." Hizb ut-Tahrir works internationally, in all lands, with a clear objective, which is the resumption of the Islamic way of life through the re-establishment of the Khilafah on the method of the Prophethood. By emulating the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hizb ut-Tahrir is only engaging in dialogue and is well recognized to be non-violent by its supporters and its opponents. In Indonesia, the Hizb is still at the forefront of exposing the regime's plots against the Ummah as well as the plans of the colonialists in this land. This means its actions are in direct conflict with the rulers, and as such, it is being targeted. But alhamdulillah, the wide support for the call of the return of the Khilafah cannot be stopped, inshallah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, La yazalu ta'ifatun min ummati dahirin.
There will be a band of people from this ummah who will manifest from the people until the order of Allah comes and they are victorious. Narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. Inshallah, the Shabab of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Indonesia will continue in their efforts with creative flair to engage with the ummah. The party works diligently to raise awareness for the call of the re-establishment of the Khilafah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid them in this endeavor and grant them success, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan for listening, and do join us next time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.